This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, sitting in for Terry Gross. On today's show, we're listening to interviews about the West Wing as a salute to the show going off the air Sunday after 7 years. Last fall, at the beginning of the final season of The West Wing, guest host Dave Davies spoke with Alan Alda, who had taken on the role of Republican presidential hopeful Arnold Vinnick. While running for president on The West Wing, Alda also won rave reviews and a Tony nomination, playing the desperate salesman Shelley the Machine Levine in Glengarry Glen Ross on Broadway. After all those years as Hawkeye on MASH, Alda couldn't have hoped to find an equally meaty and challenging role in a TV series. But as Arnold Vinnick on The West Wing, he did. He came to The West Wing acting more like the show's star than a guest star, in a part that called for precisely that. Here's a scene from early in this final season of The West Wing. Vinnick is meeting with President Bartlett, played by Martin Sheen, to work out a deadlock which has occurred in the Senate. The Republicans want a bill on the national debt ceiling, while the Democrats want to raise the minimum wage. Vinnick has come to the White House to negotiate.
Mr. President, I'd hate to think that you were consulted by Democrats on the Hill about doing something as irresponsible as playing games with the debt ceiling.
Have a seat.
But I'd like to think they'd follow your leadership if we could agree on a way out of this mess.
You came to the right place.
Good. What did you have in mind?
Democrats withdraw the minimum wage amendment from the debt ceiling bill. You pass the bill, then you give them a vote on the minimum wage.
You'll lose a vote on the minimum wage.
We might be able to shame enough Republicans into doing the right thing in an election year.
How about you withdraw the minimum wage amendment? We pass the debt ceiling clean, then I round up enough Republican votes to pass the minimum wage increase.
You can get that done?
We have Republican senators in 7 states with higher minimum wages than the federal level. California, it's $1.50 higher. We don't want jobs moving to lower wage states. I can get you the votes.
What do you want from me?
I announce the deal.
I know a few Democratic candidates for president who wouldn't be happy watching you take credit for this.
Well, then let them pass the debt ceiling for you and get you the minimum wage increase.
Anything else?
Help me keep a secret.
What's that?
That I just gave you more than you asked for. Let me hang around for a while. As if we're really slugging it out in here.
Can I get you anything?
Where's the ice cream?
My guest Alan Alda playing Senator Arnold Vinnick on West Wing. You know, it's interesting because in Glengarry Glen Ross, the Broadway play, you play kind of a guy who's sort of desperate, pathetic, struggling salesman. Here you're a guy who wields power with such ease. Tell us about getting into that role.
I just shook hands with the part of myself that's powerful and at ease with it. It's actually fun to get to be different kinds of people. I've always enjoyed playing somebody more powerful than myself and more at ease in an emergency, or more of a leader and that kind of thing. And I found even in my 20s, when I would play a part like that, I somehow was able to take on those attributes in my normal life. The bad parts of the characters I played haven't stuck with me. I haven't gone on to be a homicidal maniac after playing one. But I did take on some of the stronger qualities. I think somehow playing it out, having the freedom to play it out and feeling the pleasure of it has sometimes allowed me to do it in real life. But it's not as if it wasn't there in the first place. That's the interesting thing about this process, this profession. You look inside yourself and find out, very often you find out what has been in there all along that seems so different to you and so alien to you. But we're made up of many different parts.
Does your wife, Arlene, know when you've brought a piece of a character home with you?
Yeah, unfortunately, while I'm playing the part, sometimes sometimes it shows up in the negative side of it shows up in daily life. While I was doing Glengarry Glen Ross, I was cursing a lot. You know, I'd go to hang up a jacket in the closet, and it would slip off the hanger. And you had you would have thought that I was being accosted in an alley and I was fighting for my life and I'm cursing and screaming. And yeah, and she, what? I said, a hanger fell. And she said, boy, I can't wait till this play is over. Because I was the guy all the time.
Alan Alda speaking last year on Fresh Air with Dave Davies.